Okay, New York. Indra, are you here? You have 10 minutes for your report, if you like, and then we'll have up to 10 minutes of questions. Can that be magnified at all, Odie? Odie, can you move it? Otis, can you move that closer to the screen so you can magnify it a little? Further, excuse me. I used to know physics.
While we are waiting, I would like to thank our interim ED, Mr. Ambrose Lane, for being so helpful and so supportive of me. Thank you very much. And welcome, Mr. Greg Guma. I think you said to call you Greg, but you know. All right. And thank the board for allowing the budget last time to put back the $25,000 in development and premiums. It's worked out. Our fulfillment rate went up because the premiums department is much more effective now than it was 3 months ago. And also to thank WPFW and the people of Washington for their warm hospitality. One gentleman heard me talk about vegan food last night because I didn't have anything to eat, and he brought me this homemade salad made up of about 20 different things, and my body is very happy right now. Thank you. Okay, WBI. I don't know why we are so small and everybody else was so big, but
perennial problem.
And I lost my eyes, so Lonnie, I misplaced my eyes somewhere. Because it's really small.
Okay. Yeah, it's just it's making the font bigger.
And that's because I was undernourished all this time. Thanks for that gentleman who brought me that thing.
Too big. Gotta move it up.
I can see close up, but I can't see distance. Okay. Okay, much better. Okay. All right, so the starting of this fiscal year, we started with a deficit of $125,000. Our fall goal was $950,000. We were short probably $115,000. We came up. We're short. Why are we short? There are many reasons. One of them is that we do not have a development person. Number two is that our fund drives are not really planned the way they should, because partly is because we don't have enough days in a year to plan the drives. And what happened is that because we have lengthy drives, we don't have enough time to plan the next drive. The other thing is that our resources have been directed in every which way. People have built their empires on our resources. They took our airwaves, and you know they don't really give back what they're taking. Especially, it's been happening in the newsroom where we have a problem of training staff, but because we don't have the resources, we can't keep them. They would go on to other radio stations where they can get be gainfully employed. And some of the folks we trained are now free speech radio employees. There are many other reasons, lack of compliance with the producers in getting their premiums registered on time, and all different reasons. But those are the things that we have to work on. The good news is that for the first quarter of this fiscal year, we are doing pretty well, according to our figures, and I look at the figures. Despite all the shortfall, we are on target where the budget is concerned. We had a mini drive in December, which is really not a mini drive. It was a trial, an experiment with 3 days membership. We did not suspend any programming. We did not suspend. We had all the regular slots there, and we had no pitching, really, just soft pitch, and we were able to raise $50,000. And apart from that, we had some extensive fundraising efforts. Bernard had a Joy Lurie event that he coordinated. Kathy and I and Janet did a cultural fusion where we had a concert with all the cultures involved, and we had a book fair. We had another, I think the MOFA, is that how we call it? MOF had another fundraising event that raised some money. So it was a collective efforts by management staff and volunteers, and we're surviving, we're paying our bills, we're paying central services and all of that. Okay, as far as the challenges and plans, the women in programming have doubled. We have an indigenous program, but we need more voices in that area. A Spanish language had been added, but also we need work over there too. Youth programming, the one that we have is Rise Up Radio, and thanks to Ursula Rudenberg, who really initially introduced those young folks to WBI. Thank you very much, Ursula. We have the hiring freeze, we froze expenses, we had payroll and layoffs and all of that. So right now we are in a good shape, as far as that goes. What I would like to say, though, is that we often hide behind the frame of racism, and because we have other issues, and we always tend to hide our anger, sometimes our hatred, sometimes our prejudices under the race card. And, you know, people can work together. We can find what we have in common, and we can work from that. And because we're all different. Look at us. We are different. We're the United Nations here. We have so much to offer. And we're not capitalizing in the humanity side of us. We are capitalizing on the little anger, the little hatred, the little petty things. And those are really petty things. I've been to some board meetings where I just walked out because I feel that all the negative energy and all the bad will created, it's not worthwhile to be in that kind of surrounding. And perhaps that's one of the reasons our foundation is so weak. We need to build on the foundation, because if you build on sand, guess what? It's going to collapse. If you have proper concrete over there and then start building from the foundation, and the foundation is us. We don't have to go seek outside help. We don't have to go to consultants. We don't have to go to shrinks. We can do it among ourselves. And what else? I think that's it.
Thanks very much, Indra. So we have 10 minutes for questions, and then we have the board chair, Steve.
Can you update us on the general manager search?
The committee has been set up. The first meeting, as I recall, was last Thursday, and I don't know if they met. I understand there is no quorum. Oh, and another thing I forgot completely is that our drive, our winter drive, has been postponed to February 8th. And we had a Martin Luther King Day, a one-day drive, which usually kicks off into the winter drive. But because of the lack of planning and we didn't have everything in place, we postponed it. But guess what? We can afford to postpone it. Last year, time like now, we didn't have enough money to pay to do the payroll for this first pay period, but this time we do have it, so we can afford to postpone it a little bit, get better planning, and get better results.
Lydia, and I said, oh boy, all of a sudden the hand's going up. Okay, so we'll just come around this way.
Well,
we went this way last time, we'll go this way. So Lisa.
Do you,
right.
Do you have any idea if when you have increased listenership, which it sounds like you have, is that correct?
No, our base has declined some, and the membership we had, the membership drive we had in December, it was an experiment. We were able to get 390 new members, and I am not sure with the fall drive, but we were able to get some more new members. Our base has declined some, and so what I look, I don't really look pay much attention to the Arbitron, but we need to pay attention to the Arbitron because that's how we get the CPB money that's needed at this time, especially at BAI, because if we don't have that money, we have to lock doors.
Okay, well, but my question was, have you conducted any kind of a survey, let's say, asking the membership that has fallen away as to why? And asking perhaps some of the new members as to what attracted them to the station.
Well, I work very closely with the premiums department, and most of their questions are they do not get their premiums on time, because when we do the fund drive, so we promise listeners that we'll deliver in 4 to 6 weeks. Sometimes it can go to 6 months. And then the new listeners, we are not able to keep them, and they just call for a free refund. So, you know, that's one of the reasons.
Lisa, I just want to say, Indra, I appreciate your comments, and I know you've come into a job that's not easy. But one of the things that you said, which I must say I take exception to, because I think it just shows insensitivity. But that's the issue of the race card and hiding behind it. I just want to remind everybody a little bit about the city of New York, because certainly, as I've always said, that WBAI and Pacifica is a reflection of the community outside. That's a city in which African-American males, a city of New York, which is supposed to be so diverse and so large, but yet at least 50% unemployment rate among African-Americans. I want to remind people that that's also the city Amadou Diallo, 41 bullets. And he got off. And I could go on and on and on in terms of saying things that are absolutely true. And it's not about people hiding behind anything. It's about people who are no longer going to tolerate it, because for so long, the expectation has been for people to just sit back and say nothing. I will open up my mouth, I will say stuff all the time, and I will call it as it is, as long as it continues to be, I continue to be confronted with it. So I just wanted to clarify that, and I know I speak for my community when I say that, because I'm out there in the community, and I'm hearing the things. I'm seeing people come in whose families have been victimized by police brutality or horrible and insensitive things happening in the community. And most of the people that come, although we have organizations that are open to everybody, but most of the people I see coming and crying about what's going on and not getting justice, I've been through the court system myself, are African American. And I know that Latino and Native Americans and other people of color are suffering it well, but I'm a firm believer in speaking what I know most, and that's who I am. Thank you.
Just to, WBAI has always been on top of issues like Amadou Diallo, and we always address the issue. I think BAI has been addressing the issues more than any of the stations, so I don't see that we are lacking in that area. In my mind, I've heard the word diversity used many, many times today and yesterday. Diversity to me means sharing of perceptions and ideas, and to involve diversity, not diversity in terms of one group. To me, diversity is in terms of a lot of different groups, especially young folks coming into BI, because from those are who we can train, cultivate, mold, and assist them. The veterans of the radio station are the ones who need to mold and let these folks grow, and they are the future voices of WBAI.
Bob? And then we're just going to go around Bob, Ray, Alan, and then I saw Teresa. Rob, did you have your hand up? No? Okay. Bob?
Okay, yeah. I don't have a question. I just wanted to share with other board members two exciting initiatives that are happening at WBAI through the programming department. The a program just a couple weeks ago went weekly, which I think is of national importance. Import and other stations may want to check it out on AudioPort. It's called Law and Disorder, and it's about all the rising attacks on civil liberties in the name of Homeland Security, and it's hosted by attorneys from the ACLU, National Lawyers Guild, and the Center for Constitutional Rights, and others, and it's really top-notch. So it's a one-hour weekly show that comes out on Monday morning. And the other thing is that there's going to be a series of community forums on under the theme of homeland insecurity, looking at very different aspects of kind of the period we're in, the type of repression going on, featuring various WBAI hosts, and then to be recorded for future use on the air. So it's both that listener interaction and that on-air possibility. So just some positive things going on.
And just to add on to that, the series, the WBI series, thanks to Dina Colbert, she facilitated this the series with CUNY, and which is a really good thing in two parts, because it's an outreach tool. I think it will reach 225 people in the greater New York area. They printed brochure, continuing education brochures, and also, there's a charge where CUNY has agreed to give BI 50% of the proceeds at the door. It's an outreach in two times. And another thing, too, there was a Chinese gala event that they printed 50,000 brochures in the Chinese community for the Chinese New Year. And WBI is advertising a quarter page ad that they did for us. And we, in exchange, did the PSAs. So we're outreaching in every area.
Okay. Ray.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you had a statement, actually two statements. One of them, you define diversity in a way that I thought was excluded whole dimension. Diversity would be, I mean, this society was created, this America as a country was created by now a group of men that excluded women, excluded white men without property, excluded Native American, African American. So for me, diversity then, we're making it diverse, would be including all those groups. It wouldn't just be for them to exchange ideas about how much they like or dislike that situation. But I want to touch on something that Lisa just touched on, but I don't want to assume. I was going to ask you, I heard you say that some people were using the race card. I wanted to ask you what you meant by that.
Well, by attacking each other all the time, I find that a lot of the, even the program council, it cannot operate because people are always constantly fighting. And it's little things that people are fighting about. It's things that are not worth fighting about. And screaming, yelling, not behaving in a civil way. And I think the folks who are leading this body should be civil, learn at least to be civil to each other, and not conduct themselves in a way where the level of anger that is shown, and I've witnessed it many times and had to walk out.
Alan.
Yeah, I suppose two questions and then a first question and then a follow-up. In calendar year 2005, how many days of fundraising did WBAI do? Do you know?
2005, we did 90 days.
I don't say this in any way to make the impression that KPFK is doing something right and WBI wrong, but on this matter, we did 40 days of fundraising. We did 39 the year before, and it was only 40 because our power went out during one day of our last fund drive in 2005. And I just mention this because I'm on staff. I'm one of the two senior producers, and we really have our sort of technique and our process down. And but I think there is a strong feeling at because we're all in one network together at KPFK among the staff that you know, we're not going to go and try to tell people anywhere how to do things, but we are available to, you know, for our model to be looked at. Have you looked at what we do during our fund drives, and have you been in dialogue? And I mean, we're definitely there to help out. I certainly have.
I've been talking to the GMs and sending email to find out what premiums they're using, how they're pitching. And now we are coming up with some new way of sending cards. It comes to promoting and cross-promoting. Some producers feel that is my show. I can only promote my show. I don't have to promote the other show that's coming on after me. And it's been happening with at BAI that people do not cross-promote and promote. So of course, if you're on and I'm listening to you, then and you don't say anything what's coming on to keep the listener tuned in, they're gone. And that's one of the problems of the station.
We have 1 minute left to go ahead.
Can I just finish with the suggestion? I want to say that in the most congenial and respectful manner, I think there are quite a few of us at KPFK where there is a resource to touch base with anytime. So,
Teresa, we have 1 minute.
Okay. I recently visited a low-power station in Urbana, Illinois. Indie Media had an opportunity to buy a post office. It was a building with a post office in it. And they rent out the top floor. They have a low-power station in it, still has the post office in it, and they negotiated that agreement. You spend $25,000 a month for your suite of offices. You spend about $25,000 for your transmitter. Do you have any committee, or what are you doing to explore possibilities of moving?
Indra, if you don't mind, the Finance Committee and other people have dealt with this again and again, and you're free to give the answer, but we really are at time. So.
Okay, we are planning to launch.
Pardon me, wait a minute. If you don't have a dream, how are you going to have a dream come true? I want to know the answer.
Okay, we are planning to launch a capital campaign quite soon, but we don't have it all together yet. And it's our rent did go up for like 30% for the antenna, where we house our antenna.
But there was they did have a committee. Lonnie was working with them. They did feasibility studies. They looked at the cost of getting out of their lease. There's been quite a bit on that front. And just so everybody is aware, BAI has about the same budget as KPFK, but they have to spend $1 million more combining their rent and their transmitter.